I want to speak a few minutes before I ask Brother Darrell to come up and offer prayer. And I'm in the book of Psalms. I'm in the book of Psalms, the third psalm. This is a psalm written by David, and it was written as a prayer, as a morning prayer. Now, the psalm number 4 is considered an evening prayer, but this is a prayer. It's only 8 verses, and it's psalm number 3. David wrote it as he was trying to get out of the city of Jerusalem. He'd had a challenge to his kingdom. They had taken over Jerusalem and his throne, and he was still considered king, but a lot of people had afraid that he was fixing to be deposed as king. And so David's on the run from his enemies, led primarily by his son. In Psalms number 3, this is a wonderful prayer for in the morning. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? My enemies seem to be increasing. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. These first two verses, David says, my enemies are growing, Lord. I'm getting more and more enemies, and I attribute this to more and more troubles. My troubles seem to be piling up against me. In verse 2, he says, then there's a lot of people that says, well, there's no hope now for him. He's gone, he's through. So he said, you know, enemies are piling up against me, and nobody believes in me anymore. They think, you know, I'm cooked, I'm finished, I'm over. Verse 3, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. He is affirming that the Lord is still in control. We need to remember this when we get in times of trouble and when we're hurting. We think the whole world may be against us and everything seems to be piling on us. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need your help. We are told many times that the Lord is a man of anger for a moment, but he's a man of favor for a lifetime. Lord may get unhappy with us from time to time because we fail him from doing the things that we should do. And he may anger with us and he may withdraw from us momentarily, but his love is eternal and he's there with us forever. Over in Psalm 30, verse 5, he says, for his anger endureth but a moment, but his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. David here goes on and he says in verse 4, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I'm in trouble, people are against me, but David tells us we still need to go to the Lord. And you go to him as he tells us to humble ourselves and pray, and he'll hear us. He says, he's heard me out of his holy hill. He talks about last night. He said, verse 5, I laid me down and slept. I awakened, and the Lord sustained me. I prayed last night before I went to bed, and I went to sleep, and the Lord sustained me overnight. Not only that, but I've awakened with a new attitude this morning. We know over in Philippians chapter 4, we're told to pray because the Lord can give you a peace that passes all understanding. Whatever problems you have, whatever obligations and burdens you have, and we've got burdens in the world every day, most of us do. If you don't, you're a lot different than I think most people are, but we've got burdens, and we're told, as David did, he prayed to the Lord at night, and he's awakened this morning. That's what he's telling us. Lord has sustained me, and I'm awakened with peace, and I'm awakened with a new attitude. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me around about. You know, I was worried about all these problems yesterday, everybody opposing me. I prayed about it, and I've woken up this morning, and I feel better. I know the Lord is on my side. He's my shield, and I won't be afraid of 10,000 people. David is telling us, my attitude has changed since last night when I went to the Lord in prayer, and I've woken up this morning and praying again. He continues in verse 7, arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Lord, you slapped them across the face. You can handle all of our problems. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. The people that are ungodly, that are against you and against us, Lord, you have a way of breaking them immediately. Verse 8, and this was quoted by Jonah when he was in the whale. Salvation belongeth to the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Now, David had lots of problems in the world, and the Lord wouldn't have been known to withdraw when David created the problems he did from time to time. But he said the Lord is always there. We know he told us over later in Samuel as he's about to leave that, although my house be not so with God, I've got some problems. Although my house be not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. We have problems from day to day, but the Lord, David tells us, if we go to the Lord in prayer, he'll save us timely. I wake up in the morning and I've got a new attitude and I feel good. And one of the reasons we can feel good is because we've got an eternal covenant, an everlasting covenant that the Lord has given to us, not because of anything we did, but because of his grace and mercy. We got problems in this world. We all got problems every day. But if we'll take them to the Lord at nighttime, as David said, we'll wake up in the morning with a new attitude, knowing it doesn't really matter. The Lord has given me an eternal covenant, everlasting, in all things ordered and sure. I've woken up with a new attitude this morning. It's Sunday morning. I want to come and praise the Lord. My prayer is that the Lord will allow us to forget our troubles in this world and give us some time salvation from those troubles. I'm praying for Brother Hardy this morning that we can have him come and preach for him. The Lord will richly bless him, that we can timely escape the problems of this world, knowing the great hope that we have eternal life already secured, regardless of our actions, our behaviors, our words, and our deeds. Brother Darrell, if you would you come and lead us in prayer?